Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem, part two of the Lama Test Melachas. Yesterday, last night, we finished the first 11 Melachas. We went up to Ofer, and those were the Melachas that were made, were done in order to produce the dyes for the cloths. Again, we mentioned some Melachas, we're showing you. We're going with this shita that was including to make the cloth for the actual Mishkan itself. And that's how we finished yesterday, right, with all of these different halachas, and we got up to Bishul. Let's move on to the other side. The next 13 halachas, Be'ez Hashem, are the halachas that were used to produce the cloth. In other words, the actual cloth that was used to cover the Mishkan. Like we explained yesterday, any melacha that was done in the Mishkan is automatically going to be considered to be one of the Lamates melachas, and memela it becomes osa, and that's what applies to us. Yes.
Why is that the basis?
Very good kasha. We explained yesterday, the Torah put them together. Chazal darshan that because the Torah put them together, that means we darshan whatever is done in the Mishkan is going to be osa on Shabbos, and because it's a melacha 39 times, therefore there's 39 melachas. Do I have
got it right?
Okay. Let's go. Malacha number 12, Rabbi Yisai. This is again the beginning of the process of making the cloth. Geizes. Malacha number 12 is the malacha of geizes, is the malacha of shearing, which was the malacha was that in order to make the cloth they needed thread. In order to make thread, what do you need? You need wool. So they had to remove all of the skins, all of the hair that were on the animal, in order to start going, to start to make the process for the actual cloth themselves. So how does this apply to us, la halacha lemaisa? Very, very negeya. Where's the actually, I think we gave Sheiram, could be in Elozman, if I remember correctly, right? We did this in Elozman, maybe? Could we? Guys, it's Rabbi Yisai. The halacha of combing, again, Rabbi Yisai, again, like we said yesterday, we haven't got time to be maimich in every single halacha. Oh, Rabbi Yisai, we're going back to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gidim, Shin Men, and the halachas of them, many different places, Shin Gimel, other places as well, Sikha Mami Nazir also, that if a person combs his hair on Shabbos, he's over an Issa Min HaTorah. Why is it over an Issa Min HaTorah? Because it's what we call a psik reisha. It's a vadai, 100%, that hair will be plucked out. And to pluck out hair is the malacha of geizes, and that's what's also on Shabbos. Also, it's about the also for a person to bite his nails. Right? We spoke about this also. For a person biting nails, the chazanish, Rabbi Yisai. Who doesn't know the chazanish? Right? When somebody came to the chazanish on a Tuesday afternoon and was biting his nails, the chazanish said to him, you're machal on Shabbos. Why are you machal on Shabbos? Because if you do it today, you probably do it on Shabbos. Biting nails is also. Who are then? If a person has a band-aid or a plaster and he removes it in a place where there's hair, that's badly going to be also. Because he's removing hair. All these sorts of things are included in the malacha of geizes, right? So that's very, very important for a person to remember. First of all, to comb his hair, like we explained last time, is the maaser. He needs to get himself a soft brush. He has to comb very softly, and he should try to get something that's miyuchad for Shabbos in order to fill those streets and in order to comb your hair on Shabbos. Let's move on to what he's saying. Malacha number 13, malabin. Malabin was the malacha of laundering, the malacha of cleaning, which is, in other words, once they took the wool off of the animal, it was dirty, it was full of impurities. So what they had to do was, is that to clean it. So how do you clean it? They pushed it, cleaned it like a regular dry cleaning situation. That is also to do on Shabbos. How does this apply? So Be'etzem is very interesting. Very interesting. We haven't got too much time to be married in it. Oh, but the Maisa, if you look at a washing machine has a cycle of three things. All three are also on Shabbos. Number one, the water goes into the machine, that's osa. It's osa gomel for a person to make his clothing wet on Shabbos. It's a tremendous mistake people make. Is they go over to the sink on Shabbos, they've got a stain on their shirt over here, they go over to the water sink, and they start wiping, taking water, and they put it on the rubber, says, Issa min ha-teira. It's a gamora mufureshes in zvochem, she osa zehu kibuso. When a person makes his clothing wet, that's the first stage of cleaning, it's osa gomel. Next stage, what happens to the washing machine, everybody say next?
Rinse.
Huh?
Rinse.
No, it spins. What's the spinning? It rubs it together. Shivshuv. When a person has a stain, he starts scratching it off. Or rubs two pieces of material together to get off a stain. Rabbi Yisai, that's awesome. Right? Some of the Bereshit says, you just wrap it and he brings it. Rabbi brings it. That if a person has dust and he starts on his pants, for example, in the gate, someone steps on your pants and you're going to wipe it off, it's an Issa Gomor of Malabin. And the last stage is the water goes out of the machine and it spins tremendously fast. What's that? That's drying. So a person will squeeze out or in any other direction, dry his clothing, that's an Issa of Malabin. So what's Nagay, like we said, is making cloth wet, brushing dust off of clothing, any types of squeezing garments of the liquid Shabbai, these are an Issa, this is included in the Malacha of Malabin. Malacha number 14, Rabbi Yisai. Malacha number 14 is the Malacha of Menapitz. Menapitz was, again, in the Mishkan, they had the cloth, they cleaned it, then they had to comb it. In the combing, you made it straight, and once you have it straight, you can start getting into the mahalach of making strings, which eventually will be able to weave into a garment. So Menapitz is combing. How does it apply to us? Now, there are a few different applications. The one that's mostly geared to us is combing a shaitel.
So what's the difference between Menapitz
and Gozes means to pluck, to detach the hair. Menapitz means to comb it. Comb your hair, you're going to be plucking out hairs. Okay, combing a shaitel is a shaitel of Menapitz, because again it gets tangled, and therefore you're going to be combing it, you're going to be doing Issa Mishum Menapitz. Come again, Baita. Menacha number 15. Oh, this is so Negev. This is Poshet Negev. Seveya. Seveya is Menacha number 15, which is the Menacha of dyeing. Once they have the cloth, once they have the nice material, once they have the nice wool, and it was clean, and it was nice and straight, they had to dye it in order to start before weaving it, make sure it's the right color. Anything that a person does on Shabbat that's considered dyeing, he's going to be coloring. That's Bavdei and Issa Mishum Shabbat. So, for example, number one, this is number four, is coloring a picture. Number two, how about sunglasses? Rav Moshe Feinstein in English, Moshe is a tshuva. And somebody asked him, are you allowed to go on Shabbat with a pair of sunglasses that when you go outside turns into sunglasses? Now, Rav Moshe says it's mutter. We haven't got time to be married in exactly why it's mukha. The main reason is because you're not using a dye. But the moment you use a dye or a colouring to do something, that's awesome. That's why there's a major shaila with toilet deodorizers. Toilet deodorizers is what you have on the rim of the toilet over there. And these things make a colour inside the water. Rabbi say it's a machlekes haposkim, but a lot of poskim hold it's also to use it on Shabbos. If you happen to be in somebody's house where they have it, what you should do is maybe take it off with a shinuk. It's a shayla of muktzah, depends on which one it's made by, and you should knock it off. That's the best thing what to do. Again, it's a machlekes haposkim b'shas of chat. You can be making covered abrius or b'lemaisa. It's a big shayla. How about making squash? Making peto? You take water. Water is clear. And you add ribena, petel, squash, whatever it may be, the halacha is mutter. Why is it mutter? That's for you, Nathaniel. Ain't via baichet! There's no such thing as colouring food! Colouring was something they did to a material, right? They used to take their shoes and put shoe polish on. So that's going to be awesome. A woman to paint her nails, that's awesome! Oh, but to take water that you're going to drink and colour it, that's 100% mutter. There's a shatzim, some machine, it's chayas, it brings from the yarish, tvash. I'm not mamish to be married in the Indian right now. It's in the gate, like I've been making tea over there, and shinya chesim dalit. Okay, so that's the maitre, is the halachas of Tzedeya. Let me get maitre. Squash is wet, that's mutter. Number 16, I never tie. Right, we're getting to the halachas that are a little bit technical now. The halacha of 16 is tevia. Tevia means to spin wool, right? Again, I took these pictures myself. This is when they actually took all the cloth, right, and they take it into a rod like this, and they sort of spin it around. When you spin it around, you can imagine it starts to turn into a string. That string would eventually be a thread. This thread would eventually be woven into a material. And therefore, that's the malacha of tviya, which is spinning wool. What's nageya? Very Rabbi said. So nageya. This is so nageya. I'll tell you what's nageya. I'll give you one example, which is nageya to every single person, probably. Right? Okay, this is not nageya to my tzitzis, but a lot of people's tzitzis starts to unravel. Because a tzitzis is made of a couple strings put together, right? Have a try. You'll see what happens. It starts to unravel sometimes. So I once saw a fellow on Shabbos Kodesh. You know me, right? I always manage to pick the guys, right? I'm looking around on Shabbos to see what stories I can get. So I saw a guy once on a Friday night. He was busy with his tzitzis. Right? Kosher, we'll get to in a minute. Shemi Racham, that guy from Kosher. We almost threw him out the shul. Oh, but this guy over here, Rabbi Yisai, at the end of his tzitzis, started to get loose. It was turned into two strings. He starts twining it. He starts like spinning it with his fingers to make it good. Rabbi Yisai, it's an Issa Doraisa. He was just Machalal Shabbos. He just took two strings and twined them together to make one string. That's about to get to be awesome.
How
was
that different than when I saw the
guy calling you? Oh, it's a Shaila Bona. We'll get to it. Taikwit. What's that? Oh, you're lucky. Oh. The very lucky the shul was on the ground that morning. If it's your my house, Shemi Rachim.
It's
called a twist tie. Okay. Let's say it's called a twist tie. What's the logo with a twist tie, Rabbi Sai? Jadison, what's the logo with a twist tie? When you take one of those ties and you tie it on the end of a thing. So the halacha is subject to a tremendous machlik, as I posed to him. I sat for a long time with that good little Zuru Rachvita. And I showed him these things. And he took it to a village of Zatzal. And Mamishim was Mamish in the beginning. The halacha is, there's a big mocking to be machmir not to turn it more than once. One time could be okay. Once you're tying it twice, what are you doing? Think very carefully. What are you doing? You're taking two strings and you're twining them to make one. Right, the fish says a rabban, it could be kosher. I'm not getting into it right now. The ma'aser, it could be a shayla of tzviya, which is spinning. Yes, Moshe.
But it's one.
Yeah, but you're turning it into one. That's what tzviya is.
No.
It's one. It's the same one. Mezonav kibin. No. Okay, let's move on. Rabbi Sai. That's malacha number 16. Let's move on now. Be'ezal Hashem. Malacha number 17. The malacha of ma'aser, preparing the warp threads. That was in a sewing machine of the olden days. We'll see a picture in a minute. Is they had to actually prepare the thread in a certain direction in order to start the weaving process. Now, that doesn't have so many halachic ramifications for us nowadays, so we're just going to move now straight on to malacha number 18. This is a slight picture of one of the weaving machines that they used to have in those days. And this is malacha number 18. Malacha number 18 is Oysa Shnei Basiniri, which means attaching the warp thread to the harness. Again, it's a process in the weaving process. Let's move on. Number 19, Oirig. Oirig is the malacha of weaving. Poshut sewing or weaving on Shabbos. The good guys will tell you, who weaves on Shabbos? When was the last time you saw somebody, our old granny, taking two of those things over there and knitting on Shabbos? I never saw that before. The boy said, sewing a gear. Why is it a gear? I said like this. Let's go have a simple case where a tablecloth. Mm-hmm. A tablecloth gets caught. What happens when a tablecloth gets caught? Right? You know what happens? Like the whole thing like sort of like pulls in or something. So what do you want to do? You want to pull it out. In other words, it gets caught somewhere and all the threads start messing up and you sort of stretch it out. In other words, it's an Issur D'oraisa of Oirig. It's sewn on Shabbos Kodesh. Because a tablecloth got caught, all the stitches became bad, and you sort of redo it. Sometimes this happens to a person's shirt or a person's suit or a jumper. It gets all weird. You know what I mean? It gets caught somewhere and it gets
already.
What's up?
It's sewn already.
Nobody gets messed up. By the tablecloth, it gets caught in the corner sometimes, it catches a piece, and all goes aligned in, and sort of you pull it. It's very hard to describe without showing it to you, but you have to be very, very careful. If tablecloths get caught, to be careful. Number two, braiding a shaitel, plaiting again, we're not talking about human hair, we're talking about something that's not attached to the human body, like a shaitel. To braid it or plait it is a shaila of Oirig. You're weaving, you push it weaving. If it's attached to the body, so it's not, but it's not attached to the body, it's a shaila of weaving. And obviously, crocheting and knitting is included. Yeah. No, beautiful. That's exactly why it's kosher. Because kosher means to remove something from its linen. Sure. Okay, let's go back. Oh, what a pity. Next, Melacha number 20. We're moving on, Rabbi Yisai. 39. We're almost there. Pritzeya. Pritzeya is the melacha of undoing the material. In other words, in the Mishkan, again, this is all the process of making the cloth for the Mishkan. So in the Mishkan, what they did was, sometimes they made a mistake. It's about Rishonim, like, how we learn this. But according to most Rishonim, if they made a mistake somewhere along the line, they had to undo a couple of things in order to rectify the mistake, and that's the Malach of Poitseya, which is undoing the material. What's the gain to us again if you made braids on a shekel, you can't remove them? Unraveling tzitzis. Some a person's bored during, I don't know when, and he starts messing around with his tzitzis to unravel them. That's a big shayla. Because if they're unraveling them, you're doing poitseya, you're unraveling a woven material. Any type of knitted work that you mess around with and you unravel is badei osa. Undoing a gauze for strings. If you get one of these gauzes that you put onto wounds, right, it comes with these strings. Sometimes you can pull out a couple of strings here and there because you need them for something else. That's it's a goal of going to be poitseya. Now we're going back to poitseya. Malacha number 21, and this is my famous one. The malacha of kosher. Malacha of kosher. There's a shulchan aruch. in Choshen Mishpat. I think it's Simon Memalev. That says like this. There's one melacha in Hilchos Shabbos that nobody knows. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat. Choshen Mishpat, Rabbi say. And what's that? Kosha. Who knows the melachos of Kosha? Who knows the melachos of Kosha? As I stated in Shulchan Aruch. And the Meilu Rabbi say, well, wait, maybe I have to do it again over here in Shea. To make not on Shabbos and Issa Gomer, this is so applicable. Tie. Okay, let's speak out how it's in the Gaya. For example, single knots on Shabbos. Thumb, a single knot. And a person has a hood, and at the end he has those strings over there. And at the end of the string, not often, never look at the shoulder in the string. Or, often they have at the end of the string, they have a knot. So to make the knot reverse on Shabbos, is an Issa min hateire. Ties. Is it mutter to make a tie on Shabbos? Is it mutter to make a tie? It's Gavena Meister with me. I was walking along the street, making my tie right before Shabbos, and the guy starts saying to me, Shabbos! I was screaming Shabbos at me. I thought there was a car going down or something earlier. My kids were about to throw stones. But I was me with a tie. The guy said, you know how to make, he doesn't know how to make ties. You have to know how, there's different ways, about 18 different ways how to make ties. Maybe one day we'll explain to the Olam. We did it last year, right? Sour steaks, music. Of a Lemaisa. This was a gear. Double knots, somebody said. When you have yourself a garbage can, you're allowed to wear a tie. Oh, that could be. Most. Okay, let's say it like this. Most ties on Shabbos that we make, if you're going to undo them within 24 hours, there's no Shaila Bechlal. That means if you're going to undo it by the end of Shabbos, you're okay. That's what I'm explaining. Most of them is mutter as long as you're going to remove it within 24 hours. Remove it means untie it. Okay. That's a different shayla we're not going to get into. Double knot, somebody say. Also, again, take a garbage can. Yeah? Take a garbage, one of these black sacks with all the garbage in it. Take the two handles. One knot. One knot's mutter. One knot's mutter. Take another knot. That's osa gomo. As I state in the Rabbah. Simon! Shin Yazayin! Mimela! It's the same aloha with the person's shoelaces. The boy said, what's that? To tie your shoes. The Tana. Malacha! Mutu also to tie your shoes.
In a special way, yeah?
Matcha! What's aloha? You obviously know the aloha, then, right?
Rabbi, what about a triple knot?
For sure, also there are muscles, the double ones also.
Oh,
that's right. So the tie, yes. A little bit, yes. Now, your shoes. If you make a knot and then a bow, then it's mutter. If you make a double knot, then it's also. I'm not going into too many details because we have to move on.
Well, not on two bows.
It depends. It depends how you do it. We'll have to show you demonstrations another time. Let's move on. No. Next melacha. Melacha number 22. So again, let's make sure we're on the cheshbon over here of the Mishkan, right? In the Mishkan. Let's just go back. It's one more second because I think we forgot to mention this. What Nagei was is they had to tie knots. Why did they tie knots? Was it to catch the chilazoin? Was it to make the nets? Was it in order at the end of the sewing process you had to tie knots? Whatever it may be, they had to do knots in the Mishkan. When they make mistakes, or sometimes in other different situations, they had to undo the knots. So Matir, Malacha number 22, is the Malacha of undoing any knot. That means if something becomes into a tangled mess on Shabbos, it's going to be also, right? Because it became a mess, it became a knot, and therefore it's going to be a shayla. Anything, there's a clause like this. Anything that's also to tie is also to untie. My kids sometimes come with me, right? And they come to me with their, what's it called? In England we call it the bib. What do you call it in America? In America as well. Baruch Hashem, it's on common ground, finally. As a mailer, they come with a bib and he's got himself a double knot. I said to him, I'm sorry. You're going to have to go to shul like this. You're going to have to leave it on the entire Shabbos. There are hetayim that we have as a chazan ish, rachim sar. What's that? Under your tie would be mutter if it's mutter to make. If it's mutter to make, it's mutter to undo.
So what does it mean, mutter to make?
In other words, we said most ties that we have are mutter to make if you can undo it in 24 hours. Therefore, it's mutter to undo also.
Why?
Because it's not a craftsman's knot. That's the lomdus behind it. Shoes the same thing. And not on a bow is mutter.
Who said they make crafts now? Maybe they make.
Oh, good kasha, the Gemara says. The Gemara Shabbos says that when they used to make knots, they made like sailors' knots, the tunnel. What's that? They made sailors' knots, which are professional knots. Only professional knots are asked. That comes along the Ramah and says, hey, we don't know what professional knots are. And therefore, we're going to be machmen anything that's a tight knot. What's a tight knot? A double knot. As though you're stating the Ramah. Okay, let me get back to it. But again, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll try to go through these melachas a little bit slower in much more detail to give the Olam a much more understanding of what's going on. But today, we just want to understand it, a summary of the melachas of Shabbat, just so you know where they came from. So that was melacha number 22, melacha of Matir. And that's the guest, untying any knots, untying any ties, labels, shoelaces, very negates, all sorts of situations like that, Morty, right? Okay. Let's continue. Very good, very good. You noticed that. Number three, be a Rishai, Taifa. The melacha of Taifa is the melacha of sewing. Right? What's that? Big difference. We can explain right now. Sewing, melacha of Taifa, means to connect two things and they something else. In other words, let's say I have two pieces of paper and I take some sellotape and I stick them together. If you do Rambam, it's an Issur of Taifa. Why? Because I took two individual items and I stuck them together. Right? Stickers, for example. If I stick it with something, the third thing, that's going to be some Taifa. Again, there's a Mishnah that says, there's a Ruch HaShulchan. To go through these Malachas, we need 4 or 5 Shurim just on this Malacha. But just to explain how it's negated to Asa Boisai, it's like this. Sealing an envelope, yeah.
So a pair of pegs is one item?
No, because that's the Malacha of?
Sewing.
What's that? Ariga. Ariga. That's the melacha of actual braiding. Okay, I'm explaining. Sticking an envelope, boys, that's us, yeah. Sorry?
Envelope,
thank you for that. I'll try to remend that one. Let's go, boys, let's move on. Sealing it. Sealing an envelope is Asa to do on Shabbos.
I won't even leave the
slide. Sealing an envelope is Asa. Next, sticky bookmarks. Now, sticky bookmarks that you'll find that most people use in their sporim. For example, people have in their chumash a little sticky bookmark to put on, that is going to be mutter. Why? Because the point of this bookmark is to come on and to come off. Therefore, it's okay. But I want to discuss with a Gaina Godel, who is your Lobach Shlita, to take a post-it note. A post-it note.
I was told to learn that.
A post-it note?
What's a post-it
note? I just explained that. Those are mutter, because those are made to go on and off. A post-it note, something that stays for a lot longer, is a shaila that has an issue with marking on it. Vaita, a stapler.
Sellotape
is also to use on Shabbos. A stapler is vaday also to use on Shabbos, and stickers are also to stick on Shabbos Kodesh. Melacha number 24, Kareah. Kareah is the melacha of tearing. That means again, they sometimes had to tear the material that they were weaving in order to come along and make different angles in order to do different things. Therefore, it's a melacha on Shabbos Kodesh, and the melacha of tearing applies also tremendously. The melacha of tearing applies toilet paper. It's a goal for a person to tear toilet paper that's on a roll on Shabbos. It's vade osa. You sometimes get the tissues that are attached. It's also osa. Too bad. But 8 nights, so we can't get into them right now. What's up? Cover the beer. So that's what CJ was asking. Once you got nothing else, they could be making it with a shinoi. That's the best thing to take a shinoi, two elbows, cut them together like that. That's a shinoi. Come up and cover the beers.
Each
one. Yeah. Sorry?
You
if you got nothing else. Thanks everybody, let's move on. A roller tablecloth. The people that have a roller tablecloth, they roll it and they cut it at the end, you don't have to tear it. Bottle caps, chips, crisps, Bizzly, Bamba. A lot of place came hold, you've got to be very careful how you open up the packets on Shabbos. Why? Because what you're doing is you're tearing. Tearing is an Issur Gomor on Shabbos Kodesh. Therefore, you've got to be very careful how you open certain things on Shabbos Kodesh. It's very, very kedai for a person to open up things before Shabbos to make sure everything is already opened and unsealed. Yeah? You can do it with the Shin and Sanders, you can make it to do it regularly also. But again, these Shurim will take at least 16 Shurim to explain to the Olam all the different practical examples. We're just going through a very good summary. Yes, Abby? Yes, she's a Rambam, yeah.
Sellotape?
Yes, sellotape is awesome. Not to use sellotape on Shabbos. You know what else?
No.
Not to hand things on the walls on Shabbos, no.
Not even like
you see that paper? Nope. Let's go back to everybody's side. Let's move on. We're holding now, Baruch Hashem. We're holding in the process It just basically makes it difficult for me to say it if I have to find out about everybody's of everybody else's voice impression. It's difficult. The process now of making the top cover of the Mishkan. That's what we're holding right now. Right? Let's continue. Malacha number 25. Okay, we have to get the skins. This is a skin malacha now. Malacha number 25 is the malacha of tzod. Tzod is the malacha of trapping. Trapping means to trap any animal on Shabbos Kodesh is asa, because they have to do it in the Mishkan. Why do they do it in the Mishkan? To trap an animal in order to get its skins. So first they have to trap the animal. So therefore to trap an animal is asa on Shabbos. So any types of bees, yellow jackets, wasps, mosquitoes, all of these things is asa gobble. Now if a person is allergic, or there's kids around that could be allergic, that's a different shayla, and most times we give you makel, because if someone's allergic, they can have allergic reactions, they can have tremendous tzar from it. But I'm talking about a regular situation of a person with a regular mosquito in the room, or yellow jacket, and if you don't attack it, it won't attack you. I'm going to get to each one at a time. I'm going to get to it. It's first of all, it depends on the hagdara of what. One second, Rafi. It depends on how big the room is. Depends if it's a sakana or not. I'm not going to get into all the details, but as long as a person knows the etzem trapping is also, yes, Rafi.
Okay, what if you have like a dog or something? You have guests coming over, and it's a wild dog, and you want to close it in a room. Can you do that?
That could be mutter in certain situations. That could be different because the domestic animals have a slightly different din that sometimes we can be more makeable by them than regular animals. Mouse traps also. Now, sweeping up ants, very common shayla on Shabbos Kodesh.
You
put
the
mouse
traps before Shabbos Kodesh?
Yeah. If a person wants to sweep up ants, a very shkiach shayla, what happens in the house, if ants all over the place, you want to take a broom, you want to sweep them all up, that's the maisa kontra from Zalman and many poskim is mutter. There's no tzod when it comes to an ant, because an ant travels so slowly that nothing becomes trapped, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Closing a door or a garbage can, very negated, open up the garbage can, there's all flies all over the place, you quickly close it again, that's an issa gomel. If you have a suffix, you're not sure if there's flies in it, we're not going to get to the shayla right now where it comes from. But the maisa, a person has to realize that the etzem trapping an animal on Shabbos is asa and can only be made in certain situations, like we said, if a person's allergic or babies around and so on and so forth. Now, let's move on. Weiter. Malacha number 26 is the malacha of Sheikhit. Sheikhit means the chef, it means the slaughter. And that's the maisa what they had to do. Once they caught the animal, they had to. Has to slaughter the animal in order to kill it. It's negay by say to us. What's negay to us on Shabbos? If a person has a wound and the wound is bleeding, to squeeze the wound, that more blood comes out, is issa d'oraisa of shechita. He's causing blood. This week's parasha kidamu anefesh. Blood is a nefesh of the soul of a person. By removing the blood, you're removing the soul. Except for bleeding, you can't squeeze it out. Even if it's inside your mouth, start squeezing it out. Start sucking out the blood, it's awesome. Brushing your teeth, your feet, a lot of post skin.
If it's inside your mouth already.
That's Maris. Ayin, you're talking about a shayla of eating blood, we're talking about Shabbos right now. Not Negev. We're not talking about the same thing. Sorry? You can't squeeze it for the blood to come out also, same thing. You have to know you're 100% sure. That's a different shayla. Now, brushing your teeth on Shabbos. The reason why, according to most poskim, why it's also to brush your teeth on Shabbos, apart from the other problems we discussed, like abedos, which is squeezing out your toothbrush, is you're going to be causing bleeding on Shabbos Kodesh. Walking on the street, and by mistake you might be killing some ants, is mutter. A person is not mechuyib to start checking the road to make sure he's not killing any animals when he walks on the street. That's about going to be the same. Malacha number 27, mafshit. Mafshit is the malacha of skinning. In order to use the skin of the animal after it was dead, is they had to skin the animal, rid of all its skin. How's it negay to us? Oh, not so much. No, it's not so much negay because we don't really do these things on Shabbos when it's cooked. About it's mutter to remove the skin of a cooked chicken on Shabbos Kodesh. Malacha number 28 is the malacha of ma'abed. Ma'abid means to tan. It means to tan something. Ma'abid is enriching the leather. In other words, if you take an animal skin, right? What would happen if I take an animal skin off the animal and keep it? Eventually it will go moldy. It will start smelling because it's an animal. So if you work with it, right? If you deal with it, if you manufacture it, that's called tanning, ma'abid, so then you keep it going for a lot longer. And that's what they had to do. That's why, for example, a person takes his leather shoes and he polishes his shoes, he's enriching the leather. He's making the leather shoes more gishmak, and mamela, that's asa. Number two, salting foods on Shabbos, right? Again, how they used to do it, they used to pour salt on certain things in order to keep it, in order to preserve it. And a lot of things that we have nowadays are kept and preserved, how? By putting salt on them. Therefore, if a person has in front of him a plate or a bowl of salad, to take salt and to salt them is an issur gamur. So it's not a bonus, so you're taking doses. Now it happens to be, if you're going to put a dressing on it with oil and vinegar and all these things, then it's mutter. Or if you have only one piece, it's also mutter. But again, we'll go through Be'ez Hashem, these halachas, and more detail at a different time. Shoe tree is if the shoes are in a bad condition. You just came back from the rain, from Manchester rain. Mamish, 2.5 hours of solid rain. What do you think there, right? You come back, your Shabbos shoes are totally ruined. So the first thing you want to do when you take them off is put a shoe tree in, which is one of these things, these like, you know, wooden things or plastic things that keeps the shape. So if you're going to make the shape better because it was ruined, it's a shayla ma'abit because you're making the leather improve. And that's an issa of ma'abit. Let's move on to Rabbi Isai a little bit later. Malacha number 29 is the malacha of Masartate. Masartate is to draw lines, is what they had to do in the actual skin. Once they've taken it, to draw lines in it in order to figure out where they're going to cut it, that's about to give them yasa. Malacha number 30 is the malacha of Mamachek. Mamachek is the malacha of smoothing. In other words, they took a piece of skin, there was hair all over it. So what they want to do, smooth it. They took certain things and that would get rid of all of the hair that would smooth the skin. Any type of smoothing, Rabbi Isai, is an issur gamur of mamachik on Shabbos. How's it negated to us? Unbelievable. Plasticine, or what they call over here, what's the name of it? I don't remember the name. In America it's called Play-Doh. In Israel it's called Plastacina! There we go. Plastacina, there we go. Plastalina, slicha. Plastalina. Okay. The base side, this is muktzah gomel. You cannot mess with these things on Shabbos Kodesh. Toothpaste. All toothpaste are muktzah because squeezing it, it's a thick thing of smoothing the toothpaste. All thick creams are asa. Gels, asa. Because all of these things, soap. A bar of soap, a bar of a deodorant, that's a roll-on thing, that when you use it, it makes the roll, you know, turn, and therefore it smooths it. That's a vada nichlal in the shayla of mamachi, because it actually smooths it. And therefore you've got to be careful on all of these things. Sorry? That was it, that was the plastalina. Let me get back to it, mamash almost finished. Next, the malacha number 31. The malacha number 31 is the malacha of mechatech. Mechatech means to actually cut it to size, which is what they had to do with the actual skins, is they had to cut it to size, because then it would be the right size. Should we move on now to the next malacha, or should we finish it on Sunday? Should we finish it on Sunday? Okay, but so this Be'ez Hashem, we'll finish on Sunday.